B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On the heels of the Phillies losing the day game today against the Washington Nationals. And we are now on NBC Sports Philadelphia, so welcome to our TV audience. Let's bring in the man, because we got a lot of issues to talk about with this team right now. The Phillies, unfortunately, are facing Scherzer in the nightcap tonight, so that's not a good thing either. Jason Starr covering Major League Baseball for many years, now at The Athletic and a contributor to Major League Baseball Network and other great baseball ventures. Jason, they look like they are sinking like a stone here.
How big a stone?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out from you. You tell me how big of a stone they are right now sinking.
Well, I think there's a lot to be concerned about, right? As recently as May 29th, they were still 11 games over 500. They had a 3.5-game lead. Since then, they've lost, 11 of 17. That's the second worst record in the league, Mike. They've lost 6.5 games in the standings to the Braves, but they've been outscored by the Braves by 60 runs in 3 weeks.
Yes.
This is ominous stuff.
It really is. We'll get to the pitching in a minute, but you're right. They have not hit. This was a team that was advertised. It was going to provide great offense night in and night out. They haven't done that. What's been the problem?
You know, I was up at MLB Network last Friday. Phillies Braves series was coming up. We previewed it. And we were talking before the show, and I said to the room, I said, we went into the season thinking that the Phillies might have the best lineup in the league. Is there anybody who thinks that they have a better lineup than the Braves? Went around the room. Nobody thought so. There's only one position on the field where the Phillies have a better OPS than the Braves do. That's catcher with JT Realmuto. Other than that, the Braves have outperformed them everywhere on the field. Scott Kingery leads the team in average, slugging, OPS. Hey, that's great. But if I told you in spring training he was going to outslug Harper and Hoskins, you just said, boy, this is going to be a hell of a lineup, right?
Yeah. I get you. Bryce Harper is not hitting home runs. And I know they say they're not worried about Bryce Harper. He's like 68th in the league home runs. And that wasn't supposed to happen. You know, I'm looking around, the Alonzo's bashing my home runs left and right. And Bryce just can't seem to get the ball lifted out of here. What is going wrong? Are they alarmed by it?
Yeah, I think a couple things. I believe I mentioned this to you last week. If you looked at the underlying data, you'd see that Bryce's exit velocity is the hardest it's ever been. Right? Mm-hmm. He's hitting the ball harder when he hits it than he's ever hit it. But his launch angle is the lowest it's ever been, and it's just not conducive to driving the ball out of the park. I think there's some fundamental issues with his swing. We've talked about those. Mm-hmm. And I've also thought this for a while. Bryce is trying to force things to happen instead of just letting things happen. I think you see that at the plate. I think you saw it on the bases today.
Yeah, he got thrown out at third after a stumble, a foolish play to try to get to third. And in the same inning, maybe you can explain this to me, why in the world that Sean Rodriguez would get a green light on 3-0?
Well, I just think that's been the philosophy of the team. Gabe Kapler, John Maley, they give their hitters, their veteran hitters especially, a lot of freedom in those situations. And that's just showing that they depend on Sean Rodriguez's baseball IQ to have him do the right thing there. And I know Gabe Kapler was laudatory about that decision after the game.
Listen, is it obstinate? I'm sorry.
You need base runners.
I'm sorry. When did Sean Rodriguez turn into a league hitting star that he would get a 3-0 green light?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Forget the fact he's a veteran. He doesn't even belong in the big leagues.
I disagree with that.
All right, well,
he's a good, useful, intelligent player.
Okay, good.
But he hasn't hit for several years.
Yeah. Other than that. Other than that, he's a very useful player. All right.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
So we talked about this last week, or at least I heard you say this maybe on the morning show, about them getting better value as it comes down to the All-Star break, to the trading deadline, all this kind of stuff. They can't wait. They're going to get buried. The Mets are now coming up the rear on them. To me, they've got to act now. When you only have left-handed options of Alvarez and Cole Irvin to throw into that kind of a situation, and the best you can do is Sean Rodriguez playing left field, you need players.
Well, first off, the Mets aren't their worry. You know, the Nationals, if Scherzer has his Willis Reed moment tonight and wins that game, the Nationals will only be four games behind them. 20 games ago, they were 10 games behind them.
Yes.
And I'd be wary of that team for sure. Now, in terms of going out to make a deal, one aspect to remember is they are getting healthier in their pitching staff. Tommy Hunter's back any day. Adam Morgan is on a rehab option. He's back any day. David Robertson's finally throwing. I guess that's going to free them, if that's the right word, to put Vince Velasquez back in the rotation. That's probably where this is leading. But you want to do something bigger and more impactful than that. And here's what I'm hearing. Yeah, can you go out and trade for Madison Bumgarner right now?
Mm-hmm.
He's available.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the price tag right now is you've got to blow us away. It's three top prospects, and I just don't think they're of a mind to pay that kind of price right this minute. There are a lot of other teams that have pitchers who could be available that haven't made up their mind yet. I would say Marcus Stroman's available at a really big price. Guys like that, Matt Boyd from Detroit is available at a really big price. As you go along, it shifts from being a seller's market to a buyer's market. And it's not just them. There are a lot of teams looking that haven't been buying.
I get it. But right now they're losing their grip. And when you're losing your grip, you can't pick and choose here. You know, they put themselves in this kind of a situation. They have to get themselves out. And if they wait any longer, maybe it's too late. And their fans deserve more than that.
I think the front office understands the urgency of where they are and what's happened since some of these injuries. But it's harder to make these deals than you think. The one thing is, after tomorrow, they've got 10 games in a row against the Marlins and Mets. That buys them some time, theoretically, right? You're not going to get 2-8 against those teams, right?
I don't know. Right now, they don't have any potency. If they're putting together lineups that have Rodriguez hitting third, playing left field, and Kingery playing center field, and the third base question is they're scrambling around right now.
There's no doubt now. Real Muto caught today. Jay Bruce is supposed to play tonight. And you're going to put some things back in order when that happens. In fact, I noticed something today. Jay Bruce has been a Philly for 11 games. Do you know he's already passed Bryce Harper and wins above replacement?
That's hard to believe.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is. All right, listen. I don't know where this is going, but can I ask you? This is a question. This is just from my own eyesight. Who makes a determination that guys like Jared Eichhoff and Cole Irvin are major league pitchers?
Well, they both earned the right to be here. I think they are both pitching their way out of here.
They've got nothing, Jason. They've got nothing.
Cole Irvin's mistakes get hit a long way. He was the International League Pitcher of the Year last year. He has had a lot of success throughout his professional career, but they swing right now like they know what's coming. I think today makes 6 homers in his last 12 innings. And Jared Eichhoff has given up, it's 18 homers in his last 28 innings.
Isn't there any coincidence that if you don't have any velocity, you can't pitch up here anymore? I mean, doesn't that pretty much simplify things?
True, but
it's like 85% true.
It is. There's no doubt about it. Guys who don't, whose average fastball is a 93 and up, uh-huh. Almost none of those players get drafted or signed or promoted these days. You've got to have an incredible feel for pitching to pitch at that velocity. Both those guys got to the big leagues pitching that way. Jared Eichhoff had tremendous success once pitching that way. But
I don't have a tremendous
right
success, but they always got fooled by this silly 12-6 curveball that they've lauded for 4 years now with this guy. Unless you can spot your fastball, the curveball doesn't get people out.
No doubt.
All right.
And his fastball isn't what
I'm peeved now. Now I'm peeved.
Come on, relax.
All right.
Game coming up in 3 hours.
Yeah, with Scherzer. All right, Jason. We'll talk to you. Thanks.
Hey, Mike.
There he is, Jason Stark. All right. Oh, yeah, by the way, Jason Stark has been brought to us by a couple of people, right? I'm screwed up here because I lost all my stuff. I got more stuff here.
It's a big draft day thing. When we run one into you.
First of all, he was brought to us by Xfinity. Which I should have said when I introduced him.
Oh, I didn't. That's my fault.
Stay connected. No, that's my fault because I'm like, I have 100 papers. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. And then when we say goodbye to Jason, he's brought to us by Everfresh juices and juice drinks. Why strike out with a boring soda when you get a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Available at your neighborhood store, Everfresh is nature's refreshment. I didn't like a bit of what he had to say today. Not one bit did I like what Jason had to say to that.
It wasn't encouraging.
He's taking it a lot lighter than I am. You know? He's of the mindset that it's going to improve. I'm at the mindset now where it's zero dark 30. Okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.